You're listening to the Closing Market Report on this second day of December. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason. We're joined by Drew Lerner. He's at World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City to take a look at the weather forecast. Thanks for being with us, Drew. Appreciate that a lot. Why don't you start right here in the Midwest and tell me about the forecast for the next several days?
Well, it looks like we're going to see an improving trend take place across a big part of the region. We've had some rain. Certainly the upper Midwest had its share of snow here this week, probably more sure than I think they wanted. But we will see an improving trend as the leftovers of that storm system pass through the rest of the Midwest here today. Some showers in the eastern parts of the region, and it will wind down. And as we go through that period of time, we'll still deal with some cool conditions across the region. But just as soon as we get into the day tomorrow, we'll start seeing an improving trend. All the cloudiness will start to abate from west to east across the region. We'll probably have a mostly sunny day in quite a few areas tomorrow, but certainly on Friday. And after that, we're going to have a rather quiet weather pattern for about a week to a week and a half, with one exception. There's going to be a low-pressure center that will form over the Delta. This will occur probably early next week, and as it evolves, it will lift to the northeast, and so portions of Kentucky, maybe southern Indiana, southern and eastern parts of Ohio will pick up on additional moisture, maybe 3/500 of an inch, close to a half inch. Somebody could get 3/4 of an inch, I suppose, but only very close to the Ohio River. And all the rest of the Midwest will maybe have a little cloud cover associated with that and a few spits and spats, but nothing in the way of measurable precipitation or meaningful. And we'll be following that up with yet another period of drier weather for a fair amount of the Midwest as we go into the week next week. So it looks like the next week to 10 days will be mostly good. Now, if you're in the Ohio River Basin, like I said, you got one more round of precipitation to deal with. But I think there's some folks that are looking for droughty weather for some reason, and this is obviously not droughty weather.
Mm-hmm. At least it sounds like it'll be good weather to get outside and maybe do a little winter work and put up a few lights. How about going to South America at this point? Talk about Brazil and Argentina. Crop conditions, please.
Still looks like everybody's doing really quite well. There's been a lot of worry out there because of the slow start to the planting season. But when you step back and look at the soil profile right now, the moisture situation is just about ideal in all of the major production areas from one end of the country to the other. The only area that's hurting for moisture is in the northeast, and that particular area is not a major grain or oilseed production region. In the case of Argentina, it's very similar. The ground is moist right now. Everybody that needs moisture has had it. There's some areas in the far northwest part of Argentina that are really rather dry right now, but that's a minor production area, just like we mentioned for northeastern Brazil. And the forecast for Argentina, though, is different from Brazil. Brazil will see a regular occurrence of showers and thunderstorms over the next 2 weeks. But in the case of Argentina, we'll probably see a little more of a net drying biased environment. And as we go through at least this next week, we'll see the ground firm up in quite a few areas. And the second week of December will become fairly important for determining whether or not Argentina is moving into a dry biased pattern or whether we're just going to go right back into some more rain. And I kind of vote for the latter. I think we'll see good distributions of rain on into mid-month.
Thanks so much, Drew.
You bet. And you have yourself a good day.
You too. Drew Lerner, of course, is with World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City, joins us on this Wednesday edition of the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media.